Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. The two most common strategies to build wealth are investing in the stock market and investing in real estate. The former often includes the services of a financial planner, like a lot. It includes the services of a financial planner, but the latter does not for a bunch of reasons. So it really piqued my interest when I saw the profile of our next guest. Megan Chomut is a certified financial planner. That's a designation you know. She is also the CEO and lead advisor at Port Rouge. It is a company that offers financial planning and advice for real estate investors. And she joins me now from Thunder Bay, Ontario. Hello there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Port Rouge, Red Door in French. I get that. Why this for your firm?
So when I first started my career in finance, I actually moved overseas. I'm originally from Ontario, but I moved overseas to Scotland and I worked at the head office branch of the Royal Bank of Scotland. And one of the really amazing traditions that I noticed over there was that when you pay off your mortgage, you have like a celebration and you paint your door red. And I just loved that concept because I feel like money is something that we're not always super comfortable talking about, even like our struggles as well as our accomplishments. And so this was just like a way to signify not only that they did this huge milestone accomplishment, but also they communicated it to their community, just like adding inspiration to others, saying like, I did this big thing and I want to celebrate. And if I can do it, you can do it too. And
I love it.
So did I. I just loved it so much that I knew that I needed to incorporate that in some sort of messaging in my business, in the way that I work with clients. And that's how it all started.
What had you decide to get into rental properties, to focus on rental properties in the first place?
Yeah, really good question as well. I might be dating myself here a little bit, but I grew up watching a show called Trading Spaces, where neighbors, friends, relatives would switch a room in their house and they would each redecorate it differently.
Yes.
Do you remember this? And this was me. So I'm this, you know, teenager, young person. I'm like, I just want to rearrange your bedroom. I just want, like, let me help you do something cool in this space. And when I became an adult, it was like, kind of just started evolving. And I was like, okay, I need to be able to incorporate this like creative side as well as my money stuff. And it just kind of came really naturally of in terms of a progression, because I was working a job that didn't have a pension. I have a background in finance. I'm a CFP. I know all about planning, and I couldn't figure out how to get the numbers to work for me to be able to retire at a lifestyle that I was goal oriented towards, as well as a timeline that I was kind of thinking about. So once I incorporated like a rental space into that equation, it just really accelerated things for me.
You, as you mentioned, are a CFP. The typical CFP does a financial plan based on stock market investments. Like, that's kind of the starting point. You're going to save this amount of month. It's going to go into, maybe it's a mutual fund, maybe it's an index fund. Here's how you're going to do that. Your focus is different. What do you do when you work with clients? Because the bulk of their wealth is not going to be in the stock market.
So when people come to me, they either have a goal to get started and they just don't know where to start, or they have their first rental property. And I call them my accidental rental property owners, meaning like they bought a house for their child while they went away for school, or they were two single people who now have decided to move in together, but they kept both houses, kind of thing. And they just need some guidance in terms of, was this a smart decision? It feels like a smart decision, but like, was it? And so we create their financial plan to incorporate both elements, both the financial markets, as well as that piece of real estate, because they really do need to work together to be able to accomplish their goals.
There are fee-only financial planners out there. There aren't a million of them, but it is a category, less common, but there are people who do it. for, you know, $2,000 to $5,000, you get a full financial plan. How do you work? What's the typical engagement for you?
Yeah. So I'm fee only as well. And the engagement with me can be two different options. I can do a financial plan for you and provide it to you, next right steps. This is where your guardrails are. This is where you should be in 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, and so forth, so that you can kind of gauge your metrics for success. The other way that I work with clients is we create that same roadmap, but we worked together implementing the plan so that when things come up, when questions arise, they're able to connect with me. I'm a sounding board. We tweak the plan and then we continue accordingly.
One of the advantages of a stock market oriented retirement plan is it's relatively simple. You need to sort out your cash flow as a family. You carve off what you're going to save. You put it in the markets and on you go. Here, your clients need to work the cash flow in two realms. The family P&L, is there enough for groceries? And then the P&L on the rental property. How much involvement do you have on that such that you're confident the owner of the rental property has enough squirreled away for the furnace repair and the 3 months in which the rental property is vacant because someone fled town, that kind of stuff?
I mean, both pieces of those puzzles are essential. And so it's really important to first identify whether or not that particular investment property was a smart decision. Does it cash flow? What is the leverage on it? If there were to be an issue, can your personal situation subsidize that investment property? And is that something you're willing to do? And so both of those, they're not mutually exclusive. We need to deal with them both at the same time.
One of the things that I like about your experience is you're not in a big city with 14,000 condo towers, because it would be a different if you were in Calgary, Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, that has a very, very urban dynamic. Thunder Bay has a very different dynamic. How do you layer in the market dynamics in the location that the client is investing in?
So that is one of the things where I need to lean on other professionals who are in those areas so that I can be able to provide insight. But one of the, if they do have a property there or they are living there or whatever their situation is, but one of the things that I always say to people when they're first evaluating their property or just getting started in real estate investing is when you first are looking at properties, it's kind of like, you need to identify the market that you're in as well as the market where there are smart investments. You can go grocery shopping at Canadian Tire, but you will find some food, but not maybe the groceries you really need.
I've never seen a head of lettuce at a Canadian Tire. You're right. No. But boy, s'mores. Yes.
Yes. Candy, chips, mm-hmm. You know, all those things. So the market that you might live in might be a great rental market or where you should be renting, but it's not going to be a profitable investment property area. So it's really important to distinct those two things.
Can you give us some examples of red flags that you see when you're talking to people that would indicate to you that this is not a fit for the person you're, you know, maybe a client, maybe a prospective client, that real estate or rental properties is just not a good fit for you. And you should go the old traditional way of putting your pennies into the stock market because this isn't going to work well for you.
So the first thing that I would say there is a rental property is not going to fix your financial situation. I promise you, if you are feeling overwhelmed or already feeling stress about money, the solution isn't to add a rental property to the mix, even if it is a winner, even if it's a home run. I use the analogy that adding a rental property to an already shaky framework in terms of finances is like two people who are having, you know, relationship turmoil, thinking the solution is to have a baby.
That is a great example. Made my blood run cold just there.
Yes. And that is, I think there's a lot of rhetoric in the media, on podcasts, on social media, that investing in real estate is going to solve all your problems and provide financial freedom and blah, 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 blah. Mm. And I promise you that if you ask that person spouting that misinformation for receipts, they will not be able to provide it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the dose of cold water, the bucket of cold water that people mm-hmm. need to have. And I really appreciate that we finished with that. Megan, thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Anytime.
Megan Chomut is a certified financial planner. She is CEO and lead advisor at Port Rouge. And the focus of our conversation is about, you know, thinking about the financial plan when you want to include real estate or rental properties into the mix.